Chapter 12. Preserve Boundaries. Melissa had always prided herself on being a yes mom. She wanted her children to feel loved, heard, and supported, so she ensured every need was met without question. Whether preparing 3 different dinners to suit each child's preference, driving across town for a last-minute playdate, or staying up late to finish a forgotten school project, Melissa was always there. She believed she was being a great mom, yet deep down, she felt exhausted, overwhelmed, and on the verge of burnout. One evening, as Melissa was preparing dinner, her 5-year-old daughter, Naomi, tugged at her sleeve and said, "Mommy, play with me." Melissa smiled but hesitated. "Give me a few minutes, sweetheart. I just need to finish this first." Naomi pouted. "But you never play with me right away." Before Melissa could respond, her older son, Tristan, burst into the kitchen. "Mom, I need help with my science project. It's due tomorrow." Melissa felt a familiar knot tighten in her stomach. She had promised her husband they would finally sit down for a quiet dinner together, but as she looked at her children's expectant faces, she ignored her exhaustion. "Okay, let me just..." Before she could finish, her phone buzzed. A message from the PTA popped up, a last-minute bake sale. They needed volunteers. Melissa sighed, already knowing she would say yes. Later that night, after everyone was asleep, she sat alone in the dim kitchen, staring at the mess around her. Dirty dishes piled up in the sink. Her back ached from running around all evening, and a heaviness settled in her chest. She had done everything for everyone, again. Yet, no matter how much she gave, it never felt like enough. The realization hit her like a wave. "I'm always pouring from an empty cup." She was exhausted, resentful, and, despite being surrounded by family, felt utterly alone. Something had to change. Understanding boundaries. Boundaries are an essential part of life. They define where you end and others begin, helping you maintain a strong sense of self while building healthy connections. Your boundaries reflect your needs, values, and personal identity, shaping how you interact with others. Without them, relationships and emotions can become entangled, leaving you feeling drained, overwhelmed, or resentful. But boundaries aren't walls. Instead, think of them as a flexible yet sturdy filter, allowing you to choose what enters your space while keeping out what doesn't serve you. Honoring your needs while staying connected to others is key to emotional well-being, personal fulfillment, and thriving relationships. Why boundaries matter? Boundaries are the foundation for emotional health, helping you navigate the complexities of relationships. Boundaries play a crucial role in managing emotions, relationships, and responsibilities. They serve several key functions. Manage emotional overload. Boundaries create space for you to process your emotions without absorbing others' feelings. For example, they help you recognize that another person's anger is not yours to fix. Handling difficult situations. Clear boundaries provide stability and protection in stressful moments. When you set and communicate your limits, you reduce emotional strain and maintain a sense of control. Encourage respectful communication. Healthy boundaries promote open, honest, and considerate interactions. They bring clarity to relationships, ensuring your needs and values are acknowledged and respected. When boundaries are weak or unclear, it's easy to fall into patterns of overcommitting, people-pleasing, or feeling guilty for prioritizing yourself. You might say yes when you really mean no, or take on the burden of managing others' emotions. Setting healthy boundaries helps break these patterns by reinforcing self-respect and promoting mutual understanding. Boundaries and relationships. Strong boundaries are essential for building meaningful and respectful relationships. They help you stay connected to others without sacrificing your sense of self. Establishing healthy boundaries ensures that your relationships are rooted in mutual care rather than duty or resentment. Examples of boundaries in action. Imagine a close friend who frequently calls to vent about her problems, leaving you emotionally drained. Without boundaries, you might keep listening out of obligation, even when it takes a toll on your well-being. However, with healthy boundaries, you could say, "I care about you and want to support you, but I'm feeling overwhelmed myself. Can we talk later this week when I have more energy to give?" This response expresses compassion while firmly asserting your need for space. It reinforces the idea that you can be there for others without neglecting your own well-being. Thriving with healthy boundaries. When you establish and uphold healthy boundaries, you create a foundation for emotional resilience, balanced relationships, and personal empowerment. Boundaries help you protect your energy. Defining what you're willing to take on prevents burnout and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Stand in your strength. Setting and reinforcing boundaries affirms your self-worth and reinforces that your needs are valid. Cultivate trust. Clear boundaries reduce confusion and uncertainty in relationships, encouraging honesty, transparency, and mutual respect. Identifying your boundaries, a step-by-step approach. 1. Reflect on past experiences where you felt overwhelmed, taken advantage of, or resentful. Write down these moments to gain clarity. 2. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently to protect my energy or assert my needs? What boundary would have helped me feel more comfortable in that situation? 3. Practice setting boundaries using short, clear statements. For example, "I can't commit to that right now, but I appreciate you asking. I need some time to think about it. I'll get back to you." By recognizing where your boundaries need strengthening, you take an active step toward creating healthier connections. A path to emotional freedom. Healthy boundaries are an essential aspect of self-care. They enable you to honor your needs and values without guilt or apology. When you establish clear boundaries, you empower yourself to approach life with clarity, confidence, and fulfillment. Using DBT skills for better boundaries. Dialectical Behavioral Therapy, DBT, provides practical strategies for building and maintaining healthy boundaries. These skills help you regulate emotions, communicate effectively, and manage discomfort when setting boundaries. Mindfulness, pausing before responding. Before responding to a request or reacting to a demand, take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how do I feel about this? Is this something I genuinely want to do, or do I feel pressured? Will saying yes honor my needs, or will it drain me? Mindfulness empowers you to make intentional decisions rather than reacting out of guilt or fear. Emotion regulation, managing guilt and fear. Setting boundaries can sometimes evoke feelings of guilt or fear of disappointing others. DBT encourages grounding techniques to manage these emotions. Take deep breaths to soothe your nervous system. Remind yourself, it's okay to prioritize my well-being. Reflect on a time when setting a boundary led to a positive outcome. Interpersonal effectiveness, the Dear Man skill. DBT's Dear Man skill offers a structured approach to setting boundaries with confidence. 1. Describe the situation clearly and objectively. 2. Express how it affects you. 3. Assert your needs directly. 4. Reinforce the benefit for both parties. 5. Mindfully stay present and composed. 6. Appear confident with steady voice and body language. 7. Negotiate if appropriate while maintaining your boundaries. Example: setting a social boundary using Dear Man. You feel pressure to attend a social event, but you need time to recharge. You might say, describe, I've had a busy week and feel drained. Express, I'm not in the right headspace to attend the event. Assert, I need to stay home and rest. Reinforce, taking care of myself now will help me be more present next time. Boundaries begin early, teaching children about boundaries. Boundaries are a lifelong skill, and the earlier they are learned, the stronger they become. Children begin to explore boundaries naturally as they grasp the concept of mine versus yours. A toddler holding a toy and saying, "This is mine," is taking an important step toward understanding personal space and autonomy. As parents, guiding children through these moments with patience and clarity helps them build emotional intelligence. For example, instead of forcing a child to share, say, "You can keep the toy for now, but let's share when you're ready." Validate their emotions while reinforcing boundaries. "I see you don't want to share right now, and that's okay, but let's figure out a way to take turns." Teaching children that boundaries are both normal and essential helps them approach relationships with confidence. Boundaries for moms, growing alongside your children. One of the most challenging aspects in parenting is learning to separate your emotions from your child's. When your child is upset, it's natural to want to fix everything. However, this can blur emotional boundaries and lead to burnout. Instead, focus on offering support without absorbing their distress. If your child is angry, resist the urge to fix the situation immediately. Instead, say, "I see you're upset. Let me know when you're ready to talk." If they frequently demand your attention, set a boundary. "I need some quiet time right now, but we can play together later." These moments teach children that boundaries are not rejection, but an act of self-care and mutual respect. Final thoughts. Boundaries are not about creating distance. They're about nurturing connection in a way that respects both your needs and the needs of others. By practicing these strategies and DBT skills, you'll gain the confidence to set and maintain boundaries, leading to more fulfilling and balanced relationships. Start small, stay consistent, and most importantly, remember, you deserve boundaries that protect your well-being and enhance your relationships. The power of boundaries. After her breaking point that night, Melissa began to reflect on what had led to her constant exhaustion. She realized that by always saying yes to everyone else, she was ultimately saying no to herself. The next day, she sat down with her children and introduced a new rule, mommy time. "I love you all so much," she said, holding their hands, "and I also need time for myself so that I can be the best mommy for you. So after dinner each night, I will take 30 minutes for quiet time. That means no interruptions, unless it's an emergency." At first, the kids resisted. Naomi whined and Tristan rolled his eyes, but Melissa remained resolute. That night, when Naomi came running to her room asking to play, Melissa calmly repeated, "Mommy time is important. We'll have special time together later tonight." Naomi stomped her foot, but eventually retreated. Over time, she began to understand. The more Melissa upheld her boundaries, the more her children adapted. She also began setting boundaries outside the home. The next time the PTA asked for last-minute volunteers, she replied, "I can't commit this time, but I'd be happy to help at the next event." To her surprise, the world didn't fall apart. People adjusted, and Melissa felt a new sense of empowerment. And the best part? Her children thrive. With clear boundaries, they learned patience, respect, and how to set their own limits. They saw their mother taking care of herself. And in doing so, they learned that self-care wasn't selfish. It was essential. One evening, as Melissa finished her quiet time, Naomi climbed onto the couch beside her and whispered, "Mommy, I waited for you. Can we play now?" Melissa smiled, a wave of relief and joy washing over her. "Yes, sweet girl, let's play." For the first time in a long time, she felt truly present. Setting boundaries hadn't pushed her family away. Healthy boundaries had only strengthened her bonds with her children. Your journey to empowerment. Boundaries are more than just rules. They're expressions of self-love and self-respect. They empower you to live authentically, honor your values, and cultivate healthier, more fulfilling relationships. As you embrace the power of boundaries, you'll experience greater clarity, confidence, and connection in every aspect of your life. Take it one step at a time. Reflect, practice, and acknowledge your progress. You are on a journey of growth and self-empowerment, and every boundary you set is a meaningful step toward becoming the best version of yourself.